Are you ready for this? It's your pod blast. It's cricket. The new county championship season is upon us. So let us be your fantasy cricket guides for 2013. We trot out the Grand National themed runners and riders in the upcoming season. And also, we've got our own rank outsider. It's Boyd Rankin.
It's Boyd Rankin in the house.
Oh, Boyd, it is such a great pleasure to have you. I know you've been on the Switch Hit podcast recently. Now you're with us. So, is it good to be here?
Not really.
Thanks, Boyd.
Oh, thanks, Boyd.
Good to have you with us,
too. I thought we'd have a real laugh and everything, but it seems like he's gone.
He's left.
He's gone.
Yeah. Already?
Yeah.
He only just arrived.
Yeah, he's off. He doesn't like the vibe.
Well, I tell you what, he's not a great pundit. We haven't lost that much. Did you listen to him on the Switch Hit?
Yeah, he was indecipherable.
The player pundit really leaves a lot to be desired, but some of the questions that he was fending off, delicately.
Yeah.
In a low rumble. Very masculine, but also...
very masculine. You can't discredit his masculinity whatsoever.
I wouldn't dare, but at the same time, completely incoherent.
Oh, completely.
Let's have a little sample, shall we?
Boy, you've got several sort of England players in the dressing room. I know it's very hard for current cricketers to sort of avoid cliche when talking about when someone confronts you with a question of, oh, what's everyone making of the current mess in Australia? Is there any chat about it? Are people feeling confident going into the Ashes? But have there been any comments made about what is happening to the Australian team at the moment?
Not really. I don't.
Everyone's focusing on their own game. I'm sorry,
on the processes. That's the word, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, obviously, we do keep an eye on seeing how things are going, and I think we have seen that they have been struggling. But yeah, I think personally, we haven't really spoken a lot really about what was going on.
You do get the feeling that they don't speak very much, almost literally, like they don't practice speaking very much.
He sounds like a caveman who's just sort of started to learn to speak. Like speech is a completely new thing, and that he's struggling with it. He doesn't really like it.
No.
Like he might not do it anymore.
I think he thinks it's a sign of feminine weakness, speaking.
No, Boyd, no like speak.
I like Jonathan Harris-Bass in the intro going, I know... It's very hard, Boyd. He's really spreading his wings, isn't he, in the Switch Hit?
So hard.
It's really hard.
Really
Jonathan
hard.
Harris-Bass. He's really...
Was that his audition for that to take over that Simon Mayo Confessions program?
I think he's really starting to venture his own timid opinions a little more. Taking his first little steps.
Baby
falling
steps.
Occasionally.
Yeah, sure.
He's toddling. De Bell obviously dived in halfway like the gentleman that he is.
Yeah.
Or almost like Clooney helping up a Meryl Streep at the BAFTAs, as I recall. That's what players are told to do. But
imagine Boyd Rankin in a sort of Oscars dress. Imagine that. He also sounded a little like they'd barged in on him, maybe like smoking a doobie in his room. He's gone, Boyd, what do you think of this? And he's like, just angry.
We're talking
sort of
about
frustrated. He's got a lot of angst. Why are you making me answer these sort of questions?
Have you seen California Man? You remind me of the main character in California Man, the caveman.
Brendan Fraser.
Enough of Boyd Rankin. He's a terrible pundit. He was absolutely awful. He's right
a
up there with Bob
bowler.
Willis.
Who's
worse
bowler.
Out of him and Bob Willis? Both good bowlers.
Both good bowlers.
Terrible pundits.
Listen, I like Boyd Rankin as a bowler very much. Also, like, when he said around the England setup, how is it being? Like, it's going to be really delicate. Like, he really doesn't want to let on what's been said.
Yeah.
Come on, Boyd. I know it's hard to say. Boyd doesn't know anything about it.
Hasn't got a clue.
I don't really talk. Me and Jimmy Anderson don't really go for many drinks and say, what do you think about how the Aussies, they're not doing very well at the moment, are they? I mean, what do you think? I mean, can we count our chickens?
Oh, Boyd doesn't speak to them ever. He has no idea at that moment what they're talking about. It's like sitting in a job interview and somebody, you're going on nicely.
Yeah.
You know, what you do in your last job? Oh, you've travelled a bit, I see.
Yeah.
And then suddenly goes, well, what do you think about the implementation of the FCAs this year in relation to the RPGs?
Those are, I like those, but you know, but you, or do you just think that Boyd, you know, would bat away any kind of question like that? If you go, Boyd, what have you been up to recently? Just be like,
This could go on forever, Ross. Yeah. 5 minutes and 20 seconds
on Boyd
into
Rankin.
An already very packed episode, and we still haven't left Boyd Rankin, even as I continue to speak towards 5 minutes and 30. 31.
We're still talking about Boyd Rankin.
Let's go and let's talk cricket!
County Championship 2013 preview.
Okay, so we've done something we think a little unique, ooh, which is those of you who have been following us on Twitter, and that means both of you, we've been doing a hashtag fantasy cricket because we've been trying to give people information about who the runners and riders are, bringing in the Saturday's Grand National theme.
Yes.
The segue.
We want to be the informants, really. We want to keep you up to date. We want to be your go-to guys for fantasy cricket.
So you're
this
wondering,
season.
Okay, I'm about to make a transfer. All right, but this is a lot of money I put down. £6. Yeah. Right, and there's big prizes on offer.
£6. We're talking about this. To play Telegraph Fantasy.
To play Telegraph
cricket,
Fantasy Cricket. Quick word on the Telegraph Fantasy Cricket. Yeah. First of all, neither of us read the Telegraph because we're not nutters.
No.
Secondly, the Telegraph don't pay us any money.
No.
We're not affiliated in any way. We just play their game.
It's just a fine. We play their game. Yeah, sure. We'll play your game, Torygraph.
Yeah, for one season only. But then. We might try somebody else.
At the moment, I think they are the premier suppliers of fantasy cricket.
They may be the only suppliers of county fantasy cricket. I see Cricinfo is doing the IPL. Ugh, sorry, I just said the words. IPL. Never mind. Let's go back to county cricket.
Throat.
Let's not get taken down a side road. So we've been giving people updates. For example, you're wondering what's going to happen at the beginning of the season. Boyd Rankin, for example. You wouldn't want to be picking him for the first game. He's injured.
Stick with us. We will be your huggy bears. With the informant, to your Starsky or even Hutch.
Okay, we've got a mini league. There's a Cricket Pod Blast team. We're going to be talking you through the Cricket Pod Blast team just to give you an insight into some of the counties who are challenging this year and some of their players. So first of all, just a very brief explanation. We've got to get this out of the way. You get a certain amount of points for every run scored, every wicket, and you get to pick a team by April the 10th, which
April
is the beginning
the 10th,
of the county season.
And the catches, you get points for catches
you
as
do,
well.
You do, stumping, etc. You get 60 points, which you have to get 11 players from. And
they're all marked differently.
They are. On mostly, I have to say, Ross, have you noticed, mostly on the basis of just last season's performance.
Last season.
So if they were injured last season, but had been taking 50 wickets a season for the 4 years before that...
Then you're on good ground.
You're on good ground. That's Moneyball. Okay, let's keep moving. So we're going to be talking about the values of these players. It's simple fact of the matter is, you cannot pick a dream team.
No. You can't just pick anyone. They've Shiv Chanderpaul, for instance, is an 8 or a 9.
Yeah, he's an 8.
So, you know, he's an 8. So, you know, you've got to be careful. I've picked Graham Smith in my team. There's a preview.
He's a nine,
but I think he's a banker. And we'll come on to that later.
Okay, so the guys that we want to talk about, we've divided into three main sections because we're methodical.
Very methodical.
Okay, and it's the Grand National Saturday. So as part of a bit of a racing theme, Ross, you suggested this. Let's start with the short odds favourites. Okay, so that's going to be the first section that we talk about.
Yeah.
Second up, we're going to talk about the young thrusters, the Colts, the Foals, the little ones that might come through this year. But actually, let's begin here with the old timers. Boil them down for glue, the rank outsiders who will be littering up the field of this year's county championship.
Harsh. That's such harsh terminology, though, Al, isn't it?
I know, and I also feel like the very first player we mention in that context is going to bear the brunt of that opprobrium. Yes.
So it's a $10 word there, my friend. Now, let me tell you, the way I've done this in the Ball and Down for Glue, it's such a great phrase, we couldn't resist having a section for it. But I feel really harsh damning these people. What I will say is, there's always that drop-off point where someone becomes surplus to requirements, having been so reliant on them.
Or often having been England players.
Haven't been England players.
Yeah.
But who are the players that are probably up there, quite a lot of points, you'd be an 8 or a 9.
Surprisingly expensive because they've got a bit of a reputation.
But us just starting to fall away.
Yeah.
And my first one I'm going to go with is Andre Adams. Now,
Andre Adams. Wow, Ross. Okay, this guy's a Warwickshire stalwart, isn't he?
No, he plays for Nottinghamshire.
Good start from Odell.
No, he had a great season. I mean, he was almost a one-man team, really. Certainly one-man attack. He played very, very well. And he took an incredible amount of wickets. But he's 37 years of age. It starts to take the toll on the body. And as a pace bowler, how long can he keep up that kind of ratio of just the amount of overs he has to get in a four-day match?
What you're talking about with these kind of players, and this is something to look out for when you're picking your team, it's the kind of guy who's been doing well season after season. But is this going to be the season where the stats fall away? Yeah, okay, so you're saying Andre Adams and Steve Harmison, I see you've got there
Harmison
as well.
Harmison as well, and I suppose the writing's been on the wall there for a little longer. God, we love Harmy. What an incredible player.
Well, he wasn't rejuvenated when he moved over to Yorkshire last year. He's now back at Durham, and we'll have to see whether that works out. Talking about rejuvenation in this context, Jason Gillespie, coach there at Yorkshire, I had a theory with some of my players that he might take underperforming bowlers, and by virtue of being such a fine bowler himself, perhaps coach them through to better things. An example of that is Liam Plunkett, who's now gone to Yorkshire from Durham.
Yep.
But you've got to say, the example of Harmison last season doesn't leave you confident that he's going to transform players in that way.
Hang on, Harmison went to Yorkshire last season.
On loan, yeah.
I didn't even know that happened.
Well, I mean, that literally
tells you everything you need to know.
Another guy who's gone over to Yorkshire, though, this season is Jack Brooks, maybe under Gillespie.
The head-banded Susan Boyle lookalike Jack Brooks. He's a fantastic bowler. One can only hope that he'll really sort of fulfil his potential.
He's very good value on the Telegraph Fantasy Cricket.
He's a four,
which
mark him down.
If you think that an average is about 5.5, so every time you're buying a four, you're buying yourself a little extra towards that Shiv Chandrapur that you've always wanted.
Just put it away, put that away behind the sofa, and then get it back out, and you might be able to get your Shiv Chandrapur for Christmas.
Well, let's finish your list, and we haven't had any batsmen yet, Ross, so who have you got as your last boil them down for glue batsman?
Well, look, with all these people, I'd like them to prove me wrong, and this guy's a great character, but Rob Key, I just wonder if he's going to be the sort of guy that can now be counted on for 1,000 runs in the County Championship
season. May I quibble?
Go on.
I'm going to quibble. I think, released from the captaincy of Kent, which is now with Treadwell, we could see a new Rob Key this season. You think it might be drop-off season. I think he may be rejuvenated.
Well, that's just one of the many.
I was tempted by Key for my fantasy cricket team.
So many people you can go, I think they might have a good season.
But there's a reason. You've got to have a reason. My reason is he's no longer captain. And a lot of batsmen do much, much better when they stop being captain.
I think a little like, you know, a guy that's just retired, dying after a game of squash in a shower. You know, say like a lawyer or
squash,
something.
That's not a good sport, is it?
It's the sport of the businessman. I think Rob Key might sort of, you know, the lead might have gone from his pencil.
Wow.
I don't want that to have happened.
You're accusing him of being impotent.
I think he might now be impotent. No, I don't want to say that's definitely
going
to happen.
Only in a cricketing sense, Rob.
I just wonder if he'll make the 1,000 runs. Maybe he will. Follow us. Prove us wrong, Rob. But that's just one of the many, many subplots. It's like The Wire cricket this season.
Here's
so many subplots.
A guy who got shifted out of Sussex last year after many years' excellent service is now playing for what I would consider to be, and I apologise to the Welsh for this, and it's not just bitterness because of the rugby result, but the worst county side, which has to be Glamorgan, and Murray Goodwin's over there this season. Is he finally too old? I don't know, Murray. You tell us.
You tell us with your play. Show us, Murray. I think Glamorgan all last year were just looking for a good win, and they found it in Murray Goodwin.
Yeah.
But they might be just 5 years too late, maybe. I don't know. Murray, forgive us. He's been a terrific batsman. But again, is this the year when they fall away?
This is another motivation you need to take into account when you're picking your team, which is the proving people wrong theory. And I think that there's going to be a little spring in Chris Jordan's step down at Sussex, having moved there from Surrey, having not done that well at Surrey. Who knows what he's going to do down at Sussex? Hamilton Brown calls it a very caring, loving atmosphere.
If you're
a member of the Surrey hierarchy, that's got a stick in the throat, isn't it?
Yeah.
You bring him up on big wages. You make him captain. He loses his best friend, which is bad. Yeah. He moves back to the other county, and then he says that he has to be back in a sort of supportive environment, as if Surrey weren't. Isn't there an implicit criticism?
There is a little bit of an implicit criticism there, but I don't know. Is he saying a little bit though? They went to the major leagues. I went to the major leagues to try out. Then in the end, I just had to come back to those really nice people.
Oh, yeah, like maybe it's Sussex.
Is it the other way? The other way is going, well, they're just really nice. Well, they've got some good players. Luke Wells is very good value at
four.
Well,
Luke Wells is cracking value at four. But the problem is he batting too low? See, with all of these things, if it's just volume of runs, the guy's got to get the opportunity to bat. And also, bear in mind, on the Telegraph, it's county and it's CB40, all right? So you need a guy who's going to play across both formats, or you're going to need to do a lot of transfers. Let's move on to transfers. Only allowed 26 during the season. When are you going to deploy them? The answer, after this short jingle.
Alex! Acclaimed, he's got an answer for the question he asked before the jingle.
I do have the answer. You get 26 transfers during the course of the season, Ross. And what you've got to bear in mind is these guys are accumulating points. So it's not a basis of averages. If you get a guy who literally turns up, he's going to do a lot better than somebody who only plays three games but does brilliantly. So when you're thinking about CB40, which is a knockout competition, bear in mind when you're picking your team that it's very likely you're going to have to make a lot of changes by that stage of the season.
Yeah. Now, what I want to talk about, actually, one of the things is the percentages. It gives you the percentages, interestingly, on Telegraph French cricket. Oh, how many players have been picked.
That's right.
So a lot of heat around Moeen Ali.
Incredible.
Sort of around 20% of people have got Moeen Ali, probably because he plays over both formats. He'll bat very high up the order, and he also provides a very useful spin bowling.
He's incredible value, and they're also probably thinking Moeen Ali's going down the second division. And this is another theory, a little pet theory of mine, which is if you're picking good players in relatively good size that have been recently relegated, you may do well because they'll be up against second division bowlers. Is Moeen Ali one of these players? He's very popular. Another guy who's really, really popular because he might be good value is Klinger. 30% of people in the Telegraph are picking Klinger.
Now, I've certainly got Klinger, and he's just another one of these. There are these hard-bitten Aussies. Now, I like
they're
the hard-bitten Aussies, and they always seem like really good value. I've gone both for Klinger and for Ed Cowan, a sort of young buck Aussie who I think might do well at Nottinghamshire.
The problem with Ed Cowan is, again, at some point during the season, you've got to go and switch it up because you've got to replace it. He's not going to be playing the whole season. This is what you've got to bear in mind all the time. These are the things. But you've got Ed Cowan, I see. You've got Klinger. And you've got, as your banker, and we can move on to bankers, I think, now, because we wouldn't talk about Hoggard and Kabir Ali, but the same principle applies. Have these guys shot their bolt? Are they, you know,
shot their load?
Well,
too soon. Moeen. Moeen's cousin, I believe, Kabir.
Yeah.
And is that right?
I think
that's right.
Yeah.
And so as Moeen might be, you know, a lot of people backing him for a good season, you think maybe Kabir sort of might have had his time. I hope he hasn't. That move to Lancs could rejuvenate him. But
that's exactly what I thought. I thought, is Kabir Ali going to do better in the second division because that's the level he's at? And that's something you've got to consider. But in the end, I decided against him because his injury problems over the last few seasons have been quite acute. So let's move on to bankers. Yep. At some point, you're going to have to pick some people who are going to get you some serious points. Why? Two reasons. Let's talk about captains. Let's talk about all-rounders. Ross.
Okay, well, all-rounders I think are really useful. In this game, you can pick two. Now, I've gone for real bankers. One who I want to talk about particularly today, well, I think, is Peter Trago. I think Trago has proved over the last couple of seasons that he really is a banker. Right up there, because I really thought
about picking... 50 wickets last year for Somerset.
50 wickets. He does open the bowling, I think, at the moment. He bats about six. He scores really well. He, in fact, scored 2,000 points last year.
Huge amount of points. That's why he's valued at an eight. He's also going to bowl all season because Somerset don't necessarily have that many bowlers. They've got the Overton twins, so they're relatively young. But you've picked two all-rounders and you've picked two bankers because you've gone for Ricky Clark as your second all-rounder.
I do like Ricky Clark. I know De Bell loves Ricky Clark.
But, so you don't think he's going to be picked for England this year? Because think about England disruptions as you're picking your side, people. Yeah. England disruptions, you don't get any points for playing for England.
Al, we've segued in this rampant discussion. There's a 30-man squad been picked, which apparently is going to form the basis of this year's England teams across three formats.
Yeah, yeah.
Clark's nowhere near it.
No, this is incredible. And if you're James Taylor, tonight, James, wherever you are, you've got a friend.
You've got a friend in us. Little James.
What on earth has he done? Did he go take a shit in Andy Flower's wife's mouth?
I don't know. I just don't know. That's a big claim. But, you know, he hasn't done much wrong. He really hasn't. He's a fantastic player, James Taylor. He hasn't made the 30-man squad. Chris Tremlett has, of course, and I'm really interested in that. because he's played surprisingly few tests for England, actually. But if he can get a really good run of fitness, this back-to-back Ashes could be a really good one for Chris Tremlett, surprisingly, even though he's been out of action for so long. But let's move swiftly on to our bankers now. I've gone with Sam Awira for Worcestershire. I think he's got a terrific record. He's probably the most underrated batsman in world cricket today. He averages close to 50 for Sri Lanka, and he really has done a terrific job in world cricket, and I see no reason why he won't continue that form. As he arrives at Worcestershire, New Road needs a hero. It needs to pick itself up after the loss of Vikram Solanki and quite a few other players over the last few years. It's been a real lean time at New Road in terms of trying to hold on to that great talent that we've had. I think Sam Awira is going to put his heart and soul into it, and I can see him coming up trumps. Al, I'll come back to my two, but three bankers from you, please.
Wow, thanks, Ross. What a monologue. It's almost as if I stepped out of the room for a second. Yeah, I've got three bankers. They're for my team, and it's public on the Telegraph. You can choose between private and public. I'm no Hugh Grant.
No.
I've got it right out there, and anyone can have a look at the Cricket Pod Blast team, and they can criticise me if they like, but I don't care.
Get your blast out for the lads.
Do you know, my batting lineup, my four, is pretty much bankers, because I've got Jacques at Yorkshire. Mm. I've got Carberry, Simon Cattish and Chanderpaul. And I think Cattish is a banker because he wants to show the Aussies what he's got and what they're missing, particularly Michael Clarke. Chanderpaul, how on earth is he going to fail? He's my captain. That means he scores double points. Carberry, great across formats, really cracking player. And now he's completely fit and raring to go. And England won't be distracting him in any way. And then Jacques as well. So in a sense, my bankers are my four batsmen. Although I have picked David Masters at Essex, a bowler, great value. He's a banker.
Look, I'm going to come back at you in a kind of fantasy cricket sort of war. Like we're spitting against it, like some sort of cricket rap battle. I'll put it this way. Jacques, as you said, played at Worcestershire for a while. He's pretty good. He had a pretty good record. I don't know whether he's an absolute banker. Similarly, Carberry, if he stays fit, God, we love a bit of Carberry. But can he be guaranteed? Can you really bank on him for those £1,000?
Carberry's great value, though, isn't he, at six? Why is Carberry at six and Jacques at seven? This is all to do with the run scored last year when Carberry was injured for a certain amount of it. This is where the things are. But let's thrust forward. And I use that deliberately because we're going to move on to the Colts, to the young foals, to the younglings, if you will. And the first youngling is Spriegel. Spriegel. Not so young anymore.
You're precious.
Matt Spriegel is one of my two all-rounders, along with Croft. It's strange and risky on my part not to pick an absolute banker in the all-rounder position for the reason we talked about earlier, but I think Spriegel is going to have a cracking year for Northants. First of all, he's great across formats. Secondly, he's going to play every game because Northants aren't that strong. And Spriegel really is a great professional.
You think he's good, don't you? Good clubman, good spinner, good batsman. He even opened the batting for Surrey, so you know he's of good quality.
Yeah, the thing about Spriegel is the eternal conundrum of Telegraph cricket, which is, are you going Moneyball just to prove that you can get great value out of incredibly lowly ranked players, or are you just trying to accumulate enough? And it really boils down to this: are you better off with a team of 11 players all ranked at 5.5, or a team that's half eights and nines and half ones and twos? I think the answer is the latter, isn't it?
Well, I think what I really wanted to talk about, my Colts, I tried to get in some really good picks, and you know, I think James Taylor, for instance, we've already mentioned, is going to have a really good
particularly
season.
Particularly since he won't be playing for England this season.
But what I do think that there are a couple of people who are going to have a really good season. I'd like to see Rhys Topley have a good season.
Yeah.
I ended up not picking because I didn't think he was a banker.
Oh, he's very close.
But Topley at Essex.
Rhys, if you're out there, you were very close.
He's a very good player.
Your first reserve.
He's bowling very fast. I think he's going to take a lot of wickets this year. I don't think the amount of points he made last year is a good representation of the potential that he can show. I think he can get loads of wickets this season, and I'm really looking to him to do that.
You've got two different kinds of young thrusters in your team. Really interesting, Ross, because you've got Roland Jones of Sussex, who's a young thruster, but ranked at an eight because he had such a great season last year. But you've also got Daniel Bell Drummond at Kent. Is he of the Kent Bell Drummonds? Is he of the Kent Bell Drummonds?
The Kent Bell Drummonds, yes.
I knew the Baroness, I think.
Oh, did you? I knew the Earl. And I like Daniel Beldrum a lot. He's my big gamble because a lot of the other people have managed to
it's
choose.
It's all hype.
You think it's all hype?
I'm cutting it. I couldn't even wait for you to finish your sentence.
Is that what you're
saying? It's all hype with Beldrum. He is not. I mean, he's great value at two. He's a money ball pick. He'll give you a 5-6 from a two. But this guy is not going to get you 1,000 points in Telegraph Fantasy Cricket.
Well, I'll tell you what, I really think he will do it. I think this year is his year. He's a young guy, but we've seen sort of the youth of people like Root come through, and we've shown that, you know, there's so many people. We want to almost talk about niggles this year. So many members of the England team play so much cricket, so many little niggles about.
You've got a niggle about niggles, don't you?
I've got a niggle about niggles. They've got so many niggles. Someone said Onions had a niggle the other day. He's got a niggle.
Yeah.
Swan's got a niggle. He needs an operation. Maybe Breslin's got he's having an operation.
Anderson's got a niggle on his ankle.
And on his sort of, he finds cricket very time consuming. He gets very tired.
He does, yeah. That sitting around really knackers him out.
It really, really knackering when he doesn't have to bowl.
A little reference to a previous episode, listener. If you want to enjoy it again, you know where it is.
Listen
Audio
back.
Boo and iTunes.
But niggle, there's so many niggles around. I think you need a young, thrusting, talented, athletic batsman. I will challenge you right now, Al. Bell Drummond will score more than Carberry this season, and that is, you can take me to
the for a that. Man for the Podblast to say that Carberry will be outperformed. Well, this is a pretty pass, Ross. This is a pretty thing.
I love Carberry. I'm telling you, Bell Drummond has got a great future, and I think he's going to have a really good season. In fact, I'm banking on it. He's not a banker, but he's my young, thrusting colt.
Well, Ross, you're going to have to watch out with Graham Smith. By the way, Ross's team is also public. It's called the Worcester Vandals. It should have been called the Worcester Tramps, but I copped that one up.
Don't worry. I'm not precious.
I mean, you had my resignation letter. He kindly agreed to throw it away. So quickly, just the last bit of Ross's team. We've got Bell Drummond, Klinger, Cowan and Smith. Smith obviously is going to be replaced for a short period of time in the Champions Trophy. Wicketkeeper. We haven't discussed wicketkeeper. Interesting because you can pick up runs and catches and stumpings. You've picked Kieswetter. Why?
He's going to make loads of runs, I think, Kieswetter. Whereas people like Bapara, I think, are going to go back and I think probably have good seasons, but might be a little affected by sort of all the things that happened.
Quick Bapara detour, and his career is one enormous detour. He's in the 30-man England squad still. Yeah. James Taylor isn't, who has done nothing wrong. But there, we go back to it. I like Bapara, but nevertheless. Kieswetter, you don't want to pick Kieswetter because you don't want to pick any wicketkeeper who has to share the responsibilities. And he's going to share with Butler. This is why, even though Bates is a good wicketkeeper and Wheater is a good wicketkeeper at Hampshire, you don't pick either of them for your fantasy cricket because you'll spend all of your 26 transfers transferring back and forth between them as they get picked between formats.
Here's another thing that one could say about that. If you pick Joss Butler, he's going to bat about 5 or 6. Now, that's not going to guarantee you every time that he's going to bat. And Kieswetter is on a batsman's paradise at Taunton. He knows it like the back of his penis. He is going to be the top run scorer in the county championship this season.
That's a fascinating insight there from Ross. If you're picking guys in limited overs cricket, you may want to pick up the order if they're in a dominant side. We're talking Carberry being a good example of that. Okay, Ross, we've got very little time left. So I want you to just quickly tell me straight off the cuff, who's going to win County Championship Division 1? Who's going to be promoted from County Championship Division 2, and who are we going to see winning the is it not the CB 40 anymore, the Yorkshire Bank 40?
This is incredible. It's an incredible thing, position you've put me in there. Well, I think I can't see past Warwickshire. I think they had a great season. A couple of people have been saying things like, well, can they replicate it though? Can those players replicate it?
Yes.
Look at that team's bowling lineup. I mean, Ricky Clark, Chris Wright was the top wicket taker of the season. Keith Barker, Boyd Rankin, that's before you've even got a spinner in with Jeet and Patel. And that's leaving out Chris Wokes, who I think he's going to have a terrific season. He's almost another banker.
Okay, yep, it's Warwickshire for you. I am torn about what's going to happen this season, but I'm going to go with Yorkshire. I just think they've got all-round strength and they're very well coached. And that's my reason. And being promoted, I'm going with Lancashire. They're too good to stay down. I think it'll be between Lancashire and Hampshire to win Division 2.
I think Hampshire are a really good side. I like to think Carberry will do well. I definitely think Vince will do very well. And I think Sean Irvine is very much a banker as well for me. Terrific all-rounder, great servant of the club. And I think his runs, along with a few other in that top order, will see them through. This has been a whirlwind of a show. At CB40 predictions-wise, I would say Nottinghamshire. They've got a great lineup there at the top with Lum and Hales opening the batting. Hales, by the way, fourth top in the world in terms of 2020 batsmen.
Yeah, it should be out there in the... IPL. I'm sorry about that, listeners. Okay, yeah, well, CB40 for me. I can't look past Somerset. I think it's going to be Somerset season. We haven't got time to go into more. We were going to talk about cricket flannels.
I was going to talk about the fact that I think Boyd Rankin was actually replaced by Rankin, the photographer, and he went into the Switch Hit studio, got asked loads of questions about cricket he didn't know anything about. Meanwhile, Boyd Rankin was in another room on Desert Island Discs, talking about Desert Island Discs that weren't actually his discs because they were the photographer Rankin's.
Well, join us
next week. We'll talk about the IPL and maybe some reflections on the opening game of the season.
That's if it doesn't snow.
Let us be your fantasy. Stay with us for fantasy cricket news.
You can tweet us at Cricket Pod Blast.
Tweet us.